Hey everyone, what's going on? My name is Mike Fancher and welcome to this episode of the MindFit Method podcast. All right, so today we're going to do something a little bit different. I am very thrilled, excited, exhausted, everything above to say that my new book, The Dopamine Intervention, is now complete. It is written. It is with the editor. So I know it's going to have a couple of changes between now and when it's actually published over the next few weeks. But I am so stoked and I wanted to share the introduction of the book with you today. I thought I'd actually read you the introduction. I know several chapters ago I read you the preface of the book, but today I thought I would read you the introduction. So we're going to do this a little different today and I hope you guys enjoy.
So the giant question is this: how do we as parents, teachers, school administrators, policymakers, coaches, how do we prepare our kids for a future that doesn't yet exist? All while making them healthier, more creative, more innovative, better problem solvers, and overall successful contributors to society. That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Coach Mike, and welcome to the MindFit Method podcast.
All right, guys, so I hope you really enjoy this. And without further ado, the dopamine intervention. Introduction. I've always chuckled at the "that was easy" commercials that Staples does. If only things really were that easy. Imagine really only having to push a button and magically something gets done. Take that a step further and imagine pushing a button and having someone do something that you want them to do without barely even asking them to do it. Crazy, right? It's not like human beings have an easy button. I mean, in order for people to have an easy button, they would need to find pleasure in what they are doing when you push it. Because when something is pleasurable to someone, they would want to do it. But different people find different things that induce pleasure. For some people, it's food. For others, it's relationships or sex. Sometimes it even includes things like drugs, alcohol, or gambling. But that sense of pleasure can bring on feelings of comfort or security, even if those feelings are fake. As humans, we have a genetic predisposition for pleasure. Some would even say it's an evolutionary advantage. Our nervous system and our brain actually work together to seek out these relationships or substances so that they can remove physical stressors and/or emotional distress. It is a genetic wiring of our very being. But if so many different things bring pleasure to different people, what is the common denominator? How can one person find so much pleasure in video games, while others prefer illicit drugs, and yet others prefer gambling or scrolling all day on social media? It's because of the true common denominator of pleasure, a little chemical in our brain called dopamine. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter that is actually made in your brain. Its primary role is a reward center, but it is also utilized in many other ways in both your brain and your body. Dopamine can control functions including movement, memory, mood, attention level, and even the motivation needed to get things done. With that being the case, it sounds like lots and lots of dopamine would be a really good thing then, right? I mean, if you can move better, remember more, always be happy, pay better attention to things, and be more motivated to get things done, well then sign me up. But there's a catch. Actually, several of them. Remember when Sir Isaac Newton wrote his laws of motion? His third law stated that for every action in nature, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Well, when it comes to dopamine production in the brain, that isn't exactly correct. Because when our body is on dopamine overload, our brain freaks out and over-inhibits the chemicals to rapidly produce the opposite reaction. We will get into a lot more details about this later. But it's not an equal reaction. It's a, oh crap, get me out of this state reaction. Essentially, though, in order to get someone to do something with an easy button type approach, all you have to do is control their dopamine releases. Yes, disturbing, isn't it? It's even more disturbing when you say it in a different way. My brain will allow someone else to control my actions if they can control my dopamine releases. Wait a minute, you were probably thinking, that can't be true. I don't let anyone control me, or my kids for that matter. Or do I? Do I have the impulse to constantly pick up my phone when it dings to see what the notification is, even if I am not waiting on anything? Do I find myself scrolling for large periods of time and not even realize that time is passing at an alarming rate? Do I convince myself that I can't achieve anything because I am always so tired and don't have time? Do my kids refuse to listen to me when I tell them to turn off their devices, always causing an argument? Does my family feel like they can't survive without technology in their hands or on their screen? If you do find yourself in any of these situations, that's because a very savvy tech company figured out how to ignite your dopamine releases on command. To say that they control you may be taking it a little far, but at the same time, maybe it's not, especially when money is involved. Section 1. The most valuable resource in the world. What is the most valuable resource in the world? To answer that question, you need to be very specific about the period of time to which you are referring. Over the last century, it has been many different things. Water, land, food, coal, steel, oil. Natural disasters, man-made crises, and overall demand may make one more valuable than another at a specific period of time. Many would say that the most valuable resource in the world for the last several decades has been oil. While that may be true, it isn't anymore. In the period of the late 2000s, 2010 to 2017, data became one of the most valuable resources in the world. If companies just had better data, they could make better decisions and thus make more money. Data mining became a huge industry and still is to this day. However, the most valuable resource today isn't even data. It's something that comes before data. And those who own this resource can control their revenue, profit, and even time itself. Once they have control of this resource, they can convince people to give them all the data they need just by asking them to click a single checkbox. That's because the most valuable resource today is attention. There is an incredible payoff for a company if it can capture and command an individual's attention for a period of time. The more attention you give them, the more time you give them. In fact, attention is such an enormous industry today that as of the writing of this book in 2023, attention itself has become both a currency and a commodity. It is a multi-trillion dollar industry. A business in which Apple, Google, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Microsoft, Fortnite, and so many others reap more profit than could be imagined. In fact, by the time you're done hearing this sentence, there will have been 219,000 new Facebook posts, nearly 25,000 new tweets, and 3.4 million emails sent, with an additional 90,000 new apps downloaded. Oh, and by the time you're done listening to the reading of this page, about an additional million posts will be uploaded to Instagram. So how does one command such attention? How do you make someone come back again and again religiously without them even thinking about it? You do it by making them feel good about it. You essentially induce the anticipation of pleasure. And what is the easiest way about going about trying to induce pleasure in someone? You entertain someone with the anticipation of more and more entertainment, and you then control their dopamine releases. If you can control that, you can control a population. You just need to get their attention first. While that may sound like the technology companies of the world have created an entire planet of zombies, all is not lost. As you will read in the upcoming chapters, technology companies are not the first to control this type of attention. The secret to overcoming World War Z of technology-induced psychosis is to beat them at their own game. This book will teach you the history of how companies have grabbed attention for the last few centuries and how to identify when to be aware of what they are doing. This book will teach you to better understand how your brain works and what causes different neurochemicals and neurofactors to fire so that you can begin to control them yourself. This book will dive into the world of pattern interrupts to break the trance of technology-induced dopamine overload. This book will teach you to use your body to regulate your mind. This book will teach you how to stay the course and utilize both microhabits and habit stacking to accomplish the tasks that you may not want to do, but know that you need to do in order to be successful. This book will teach you how to manage knowledge overload, and begin to actually implement the things that you learned. When I wrote my first book in 2020, The MindFit Method, I detailed the process that I had developed to utilize the body and exercise to enhance neurological function in children, to help them learn the world of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. I researched and designed the process and the method over the previous decade and had the opportunity to work with over 1,000 children through my company, MindFit USA. It helped children in becoming more creative, more innovative, better problem solvers, and masters of their own focus and attention. It also taught them valuable information on how to be healthier and essentially build stronger minds and smarter bodies. After the book came out, I launched the MindFit Method podcast that you're listening to right now with a new episode released weekly. I began to get messages from people all over the world telling me the same thing. You need to write a book to help us adults too. This book is to answer the requests I have received from so many. My goal is to help every adult out there know that there is a path to achieving everything that they want to accomplish and not feel like they are constantly on a hamster wheel of desperation. My goal is to help every parent assist their children in breaking the grip that technology has on them and showing them that they can control their own day. And I want every child to know that they have the opportunity to become creators of their own media and technology, not just consumers of it. I'm greatly looking forward to our time together. With much appreciation, Coach Mike. All right, guys, so there you have it. That is the introduction to my brand new book, The Dopamine Intervention, which is dropping in just a few weeks. I am so excited. It's at the editor now, and I'm hoping to get it back really soon and be able to launch it. It will be sold exclusively on Amazon.com, which I am very excited about, and I hope you guys will get the opportunity to read it in the coming future. So until next time, have a great day, everyone. All right, everybody, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and the little introduction to the new book. If you guys don't follow me on Instagram, check it out. I am Mike Fancher Official on Instagram. I would love to have you connect and follow me so that I can continue to share as much information as possible to all of our listeners out there. So guys, have a fantastic week, and until next time.